1-0 pitch, ripped in the air, left field, and deep. This ball is going. That ball is gone for a home run, and Riverdale wins it. Walk-off home run by Macy McKay. Her second three-run shot tonight. Switching bats, that must have been a good idea.
The Riverdale softball team is 2-0 to start the season after a 15-3 five-inning win against visiting North Crawford last night. The game was tied at 2 in the bottom of the third before Riverdale went on to score 9 unanswered runs. Macy McKay was the winning pitcher after working the first 4 innings. She also had the big bat with 2 three-run home runs, a triple, 4 scored, and 6 RBI. Her second home run was a 3-run shot that ended the game on the 10-run rule. I.J. Meese was 2-for-3 with a walk and 3 runs scored. Bailey Harris scored 3 times. Lainey Meese and Ella McKay each had 2 RBI. Leah Hinkle was 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Riley Kinney pitched the 5th inning for the Chieftains and gave up a hit and a run. North Crawford's Dakota Heaster was 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. Anna Logue and Amelia Huber both had hits. Liliana Hagen and Anna Logue both pitched for the Trojans, who lost in their first game of the season. Following the 15-3 win, Riverdale now prepares for the SWAL with a game scheduled for tomorrow at Iowa Grant. River Ridge was a winner over Fenimore 4-3. Bangor defeated Prairie du Chien 7-6. Southwestern over Potosi-Cassville 9-8. Wisconsin Dells in 3 innings over Mauston 15-0. The Riverdale baseball team opened the season with a 6-4 win over Cashton last night in a game that was scheduled for Thursday originally. Junior Ethan Cagle would pick up the win, going 4 scoreless innings, striking out 11. Sophomore Eli Campbell would come in to pick up the save, striking out 4 over the last 3 innings. Offensively, Ethan Cagle went 2-for-2. Owen Blankenship would go 2-for-3 with an RBI, while Eli Campbell, Conlon Walsh, and Landon Kenyon would add RBIs. The Chieftains will play at home against DeSoto coming up next Monday, April 6th. Elsewhere, River Valley and Columbus, that game was called off last night. Richland Center, on a spring break baseball trip, lost in Kentucky to Wayne County 13-3, the final. It was Boscobel edging North Crawford 3-2, Fenimore 10-4 over Wisconsin Heights, Cuba City 7, Prairie du Chien 5, Dodgeville over Highland 15-1, Southwestern got the win against Seneca 11-3, Hillsboro 9, Kickapoo 4, Mineral Point defeated Schulzburg-Benton 10-0, Darlington 13, Argyle-Blackhawk 3, Evansville was a winner 3-2 over Belleville, Reedsburg 3-0 over Beaver Dam, and Sparta beat Luther 8-2 as well in high school baseball from an early season game day on Tuesday. Again, lots of games scheduled for Thursday, and that will be certainly up in the air. The forecast does not sound very conducive for great outdoor events. There's a big track meet scheduled in Dodgeville on Thursday as well, involving 6 teams, including the Richland Center Hornets. Bowling scores from the Powder Puff League last night. Scott King Trucking had an 18-33. Richland Family Restaurant an 18-12. Chet's Feed, Seed and Such a 17-76. Scott King Trucking a 6-34. Richland Family Restaurant a 6-32. And a 6-27 game. Individually, series high, Cheryl McNerlin a 5-16. Christine Hady a 4-89. Judy Shireman a 4-77. Christine Hady at a 185, Cheryl McNerlin a 184, Christine Hady a 179. And Cheryl McNerlin picked up a 3-6-7-10 split. The Brewers used the late offense to knock off Tampa Bay 6-2 Tuesday night at American Family Field. Milwaukee was held hitless for more than 4 innings by Rays ace Shane McClanahan, but the bats broke through in the 5th. Bryce Tarang drove in 2 runs with a single, then a replay reversal turned a rundown into the go-ahead run. Gary Sanchez added a solo home run in the 6th as the Brewers pulled away. Jonathan Aranda and Nick Fortis homered for Tampa Bay. Brandon Woodruff earned the win, striking out 6 in 5 innings and impressed his manager.
That's a pitcher. You know, like that guy, I don't know how many fastball, how many pitches did he throw? 70?
67
pitches, how many fastballs? Had to be 59, 57, something like that. to pitch like that. I mean, pretty special.
Elsewhere in the leagues, it was Miami 9-2 over the White Sox. Toronto beat Colorado by a final of 5-1. Angels 2, Cubs nothing. Arizona 7-5 over Detroit. Dodgers 4, Cleveland 1. The Athletics 5-2 over Atlanta. In the National League, Philadelphia 3-2 over Washington. St. Louis 3, the Mets nothing. San Francisco 9-3 over San Diego. And Pittsburgh 8-3 over Cincinnati. Texas was a winner over Baltimore 8-5. Houston 9, Boston 2, the Yankees 5-0 over Seattle. Ryan Rollins had 24, 7 rebounds and 9 assists. Kyle Kuzma added 20 points, and the Bucks beat the Mavericks 123-99 to snap a 4-game losing streak. Milwaukee, which had lost 14 of its last 17, won its 8th straight meeting with the Mavericks. Here's Coach Doc Rivers.
Season hasn't gone the way we wanted to, but you keep working on chemistry and building together. That leads to the following year, you know, and so it's been really good. A lot of teams could have, you know, let go of the rope, and we haven't chosen to do that. That's great for us.
During the NFL owners' meetings, some things are going on. The NFL has approved a rule that could speed up Micah Parsons' return to the field for the Packers. Under the new rule, players placed on the reserve physically unable to perform list can begin practicing after missing just 2 regular season games instead of 4. Parsons is recovering from ACL surgery. Yesterday, Brian Gutekunst was asked about Matt LaFleur's team lacking players' leadership.
I think as the season wears on, you'd like all the guys to attack whatever role they're given. But I think most players, if they're going to be a little unhappy with the roles, if they're not the top, you know what I mean, then that's okay. I do think you have to, as a player, you have to manage that, and you have to, you know, put your best foot forward in the roles that are given to you. And I think most of our guys do that, but I do think that it's a challenging thing for Matt and his staff, and that always will be, because a lot of competitive guys in that room.
And that is a look at sports on a Wednesday morning. I am Phil Neat.